young man, KI-4DOS mobile.
Today, I'm making the trip across town, back to Greer.
Good, can't complain about anything. Out running a few errands, got to go get the dogs, some food. I let the little one run out, and I got to go get her some food, some treats. And then I got one more stop to make, and then I'll be headed back to the house. We got to get together and get these things I got over here for you up to your place sometime.
I was just getting ready to ask you about that. If we're going to have the field day Saturday, I'm going to come to it. Are you going to make it to that?
Don't it?
I may come down. I'll try to come down Saturday morning before then and come over and pick them up, if that's all right with you.
Fine, or I can just throw them in the back of the truck and take them up to the field day site.
Either way, I didn't want to inconvenience you any more than I already have. I didn't want them to lay there that long.
Convenience, and they not in the way. I got a great big old doghouse that I built for the two German Shepherds. And, of course, one of them got snake bit, and I lost him. But the other one still goes in there, and they laying up on top of it, and it ain't no big deal. They're out of the way and all of that. So no problems there. But if you want me to, I'll just throw them in the back of the truck and take them up to the field day site Saturday. And that way you won't have to drive all the way to Easley with the price of gas.
I would greatly appreciate that, and I'll be glad to get them off your hands.
Plan on doing it that way, and if they decide not to have the field day, which I hope they do, we'll make other arrangements. I'll meet you somewhere. You won't have to drive all the way down here.
Like a plan, but if I have to come down and get them, I have to come down and get them. It won't be that big a deal. Drive all over the place anymore, it seems like.
That's the nature of the beast, you know. We have to get out and go when we have to, and whether we want to or not sometimes. But I don't know if I told you or not, but I wanted to thank you for putting me onto that body shop that we discussed. They did really, really good work. I'm real pleased with them, and the price was right, so I can't complain about a thing. The only thing I can complain about is I went over there to... Guy called and said it was ready, and I went over there to pick it up, and lo and behold, it wasn't ready. But the owner said that he would bring it by the house, which he did on his way home from work.
They're good guys, and they've just got so much going on, they probably called the wrong person that day. You never know. With everything they got going on, they're short-handed, too. I mean, it's all you can do to keep up anymore.
Understand that, but, no, they called the right person. The guy told him, the technician that was working on it said that it was ready to go, and, I got over there to pick it up, and he was still working on it. He misjudged some time. He had some trouble getting the outside door handle working the way it's supposed to. And he overshot his estimation of how long it would take. And, of course, the owner gave him a... stern talking to. I hated that happened to him, but I understand why. And everything worked out. It's all good.
I can imagine he got a stern talking to. But they're good guys. They're trying as hard as they can try. So that's all you can ask from somebody.
I told him, I said, Mr. Osteen, I said, I want to get my truck painted. I said, y'all paint entire vehicles? He said, oh, yeah. He said, but it's going to be a while. He said, we're real busy right now. I said, I understand that. I said, but if you get to a point where you have some slack time, or you think you're going to have some slack time, I said, let me know, and I'll just bring it over here and drop it off, and y'all can keep it till you get it done. I said, that won't be a problem. So he said okay, and I hadn't heard from him yet, but I'm looking to hear from him one of these days soon, and I'll take my truck over there and get it painted.
That'd be good, but from looking at their lot this morning, it ain't gonna be no time soon.
And that, well, if he didn't do such good work, he wouldn't be that busy.
Heck, and like I said, they're all really good guys. It's one stop I enjoy going to. Some of them you just dread getting in the, pulling in the parking lot, and other ones you look forward to it.
I'm glad that you put me on to them. They're real nice people and easy to deal with, and I'm real pleased with them. Patrick, I've arrived over here at my first stop where I got to go in and get some dog food, so I'm going to be out of the truck for a few minutes. But if you're still out here mobiling around, I'll holler back when I get back outside. In the meantime, you have a great day. Stay safe on the road, and 73, young man. I'll talk to you in a bit. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.
Gary, and I should be around for probably the next 20 or 30 minutes. So, KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
KX, KI4DOS, mobile again.
4HKX, let me get out of the dip.
And up down Wade Hampton out there.
The chicken factory where you take that dip up over the bridge behind Paris Mountain there.
Kind of a bad spot, but you're making it in and repeat your fine.
Hey, comment.
Hey, Texas, KO4WWZ. I'm going to jump on and save you that for me.
Taylor, good to hear from you.
If I'm doing just fine, I'm actually getting ready to head out on the school bus and last bus out of the day. I'm waiting for my driver.
Keep them in line now.
Yes. You can take it. I'll be on the side. Y'all get back to me when you can.
You don't have to wait too long on your driver. That'd be terrible if he didn't show up. Y'all weren't able to go pick the children up from school. Oh, me, that'd make a lot of parents mad.
Hey, okay, so did you get your dog food and all that stuff bought up?
I got the puppy some food. Got her some treats. She eats in the morning when we get up, and then she eats about 6 o'clock, and then about 10 o'clock. She'll start bouncing off my lap on her two little dog biscuits. I tell you what, she's worse than a small child, but yeah, we spoiled her that way, and it's a good thing. It's not all bad. It's kind of funny, though.
Mine's the same way. When I'm at home, she's all over me, and if I make a move toward anything where her food bowl or the kitchen's at, she's right on my heels looking for scraps or a treat.
Well, you know, they're pretty smart. You know, they learn all kinds of things that way. And, you know, they get accustomed to it. They don't want to vary from their routine.
You like their routine. I know that much. Mine does anyway. She knows about what time it is without even having a clock.
If all the time, I said, I don't know what it is, but I don't know how this that particular dog knows what time it is. And boy, I tell you what, you know, when the time change from Eastern Standard to Daylight Savings, oh, that messed her up for about a week. But she's finally getting used to the Daylight Savings time, which is a good thing. But, you know, when you go eating at this time, and then all of a sudden the time springs forward an hour, you know, they don't know what's going on because they don't have a clock to look at, this sort of thing. And so I guess it's all good. It all works out in the end, but it sure does confuse them dogs.
There's a lot of humans, too.
reached out to where it don't bother me too bad because I don't go by the clock. I look at the sun and see what it's doing, and I go from there. And if the sun's up and it's daylight and it ain't raining, I go outside or try to, depending on the weather, of course. If it's too cold, I don't go out there. But it's, having a paying job like you do, you have to pay attention to the clock, you know, because everybody else has to that you deal with.
I do, but some days I want to throw the clock away and just call it quits.
And that, well, one of these days you'll get to the retirement spot, and when you do, you'll wonder how in the world you had time to go to work.
He's heard that, and, but yeah, anytime I have a day off, it seems like, how did I ever fit work into my schedule with everything I got going on? I just don't get it.
Something we all go through. But it, you know, I'd heard it for years and years until I got to the retirement stage. And now that I'm retired, I say, goodness gracious, I don't understand this. But it's all worked out. I've become accustomed to what's going on now and how things are playing out and all of that, which is good. And so other than that, everything's good.
Contacts on the radio lately?
The only real good one that I made was to a station in Mongolia the other night. A friend of mine hollered at me and told me that they were on 15 meters on the CW, so I got on there and went on and talked to them for just a minute, made a contact. And other than that, I hadn't made any real good ones. Late, at least not real long distance, which I'll put it that way.
Go ahead, comment, but I'm going to have to say 7-3's here. I'm getting ready to pull into my next stop. Gary, Chandler, y'all be careful out there on the roads, and I will talk to you on down the log. And look forward to seeing you Saturday, Gary. KO4HKX, clear.
You be careful. Have a good day the rest of the day, and look forward to seeing you on Saturday. KO4HKX, KI4DOS73.
Hey, Gary, this is KO4WWC.
Yeah, go ahead, Chandler.
Hey, I heard you talking about you making contacts on CW, so does that mean that you know how to do Morse code?
I would take it to mean, Chandler.
I'm not going to get in touch with you, because I might get to learn a few things about Morse code if you're willing to teach me.
First place to start, and I don't have any right now because I loaned them out, but I had some cassette tapes that you know, you would send the Morse code and tell you what the letters were and all of that. But the first thing is to learn the da's and the da-dits, and once you get that down, you go from there and try to increase your speed. But when that party that I let borrow mine, when they get through with them, you know, I'll be happy to loan them to you unless you can get some from somebody else.
Lucy, I would love that. I just think, well, I might have something I could play them on. I'll have to check.
Let me know, but I'll let you know when I get them back, and that way you'll know I got them. But I've arrived here at my second stop, Chandler. Appreciate you hollering at me. Hope you have a good afternoon. Don't let them kids drive you crazy, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, KO4WWZ, KI4DOS, mobile clear.
73, Gary. You have a good day and be safe. I was happy to have Q-Show with you.
KO4WWZ,
I'll be on the side for about maybe 5 minutes. 4DGW,
how's everybody doing today?
Again,
station,
this is
KO4WWZ. I just got my license last month.
I
take issue with trying to learn the ropes. I'm actually sitting in the car line to pick up my 8-year-old daughter from elementary school.
Awesome. That's really good, man. My name is Ken, Charlie Hotel, Alpha November, and my call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. I couldn't catch your entire call sign, your name. Could you repeat both for me, please?
Certainly. My name is Ben. Call sign is K-O-4-C-E-W.
K-O-4-C-E-W. Ben, welcome to the hobby. We're glad to have you. If you stick around on this repeater, there's a lot of good people in here that would love to talk to you. And they can help you out if you ever need it.
Before Andy, I forgot license. I had a unit and scanner, and I just listened into the check-ins here and there, whatever I could pull. And now my buddy's let me borrow a Kenwood GM700 for the car. And I hope it's coming through okay.
Some noise, but I think it's just because I'm sitting under power lines. You sound really good. You're very audible. I can hear every word you're saying.
Awesome, thank you. I'm down here in Simpsonville, and this repeater's on Caesar's Head. Is that right?
It is on Caesar's Head. And this repeater can reach almost all the way down to Myrtle Beach. I think as far as it'll go will be Columbia. It reaches into parts of northeast Georgia, and it will go into parts of North Carolina.
Good range, good wattage. And I guess this is normally used by the Blue Ridge Club.
Sir, this is the repeater from the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. If you go on their website, drars.com, you can find out anything you want to know about the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.
On the website and look and see when there's some events and some meetings. Drop in and meet some of these people. I've been hearing on the check-in.
How many stations have you heard that you remember?
Oh, not too many, because there's usually 30, 45 minutes of check-in on a pretty regular basis.
That's all right. I still can't remember everybody's call sign.
Starting to recognize voices of some of the people who use this regularly. I'm usually trying to get on when I'm sitting in the car lines during the day and later in the evening. But I'm definitely enjoying it so far. It's always something to learn.
Sure, that's one of the best things about ham radio.
I'm studying for general. I figure I've got another year before those questions turn over, so that should give me plenty of time. And I'm going to try and get up to the Waynesville event. I went to the Charlotte event a couple months ago. It was up in Concord. I'm hoping to get up in Waynesville in July. I think that's going to be my next trip.
You talking about Hamfest?
The Hamfest, I believe it's in July.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that should be interesting. I haven't been to the Ham Fest yet, so I still have a experience to learn when it comes to Ham Fest.
First one was one in Charlotte this spring, and I met my uncle up there. He's been an extra for 20, 30 years. So I figured I'd meet him and he could show me around a little bit. I recognize a lot of equipment, and but he brought me a shortwave radio to kind of, you know, get me into the next level of, you know, with general, you start moving into shortwave bands.
Good. So have you ever been on the Citizens Band? Is that how you got into ham radio, or did you just You scanner, or what?
I used to do some CB with my dad when I was a kid. And then recently, just kind of on a lark, I ordered a Baofeng UV9R, and it only about halfway worked. So I learned a lot troubleshooting that thing and, you know, loading up with chirp and stuff like that. So I ended up replacing it with the Yaesu FT65 handheld, and that was working a lot better. So that Baofeng was a learning experience. But, yeah, I'm enjoying the Yaesu.
Good, man. Yaesu is a good radio. Right now, I'm currently using a Motorola, but I'm probably going to have to get off the radio here because I'm about to have to get on the school bus. So, okay, take care of some kids.
Take care yourself. And, Chan, I'll catch up with you some other time. KO4ZEW, clear.
73's
in KO4WWZ.
Be safe, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
4DLS, NDTZ.
4ZEW, listening.